Okay, let's roll out to Lakeland Hills. Rich Karasek joins us. When are you opening that clubhouse, Rich?
Who knows? I listen every day. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I don't think there'll be a problem given how the standards that they're putting out. But right now, we work out of a window that separates us from the customer. We give out one cart per person unless they live together or are family. Mm-hmm. And I personally am out doing more sanitizing than I ever dreamt that I would to make sure that the carts are cleaned up. And we've had a great response. People are anxious to get outside, and we've been very busy. And knock on wood, it's been a nice spring for us.
What's going on this weekend? It looks like it's going to be a pretty good one.
It is, and we still have tee times available for all 3 days. We had, even with the rain last weekend, we didn't miss any, didn't miss a beat out here. We drained real well. Other than Monday night's league, that did not play, but other than that, all the leagues played. The course is in great shape. It's dry, and we're looking forward to a nice weekend, yes.
So you've got some leagues going. What about your outings?
We've got, a couple of the outings we backed away from just because of the fear of the unknown. But like everything else, once you get a feel for what's going on, you adjust your outings a little bit. We're seeing more people go to the golf and maybe dogs or burgers at the turn where you've got some distancing as you come up to the grill outside. And then afterwards, just give out some prizes, and that's it. So outings are flexible. They're understanding. We'll still do it. It's just a different type of food, a different type of meal. We won't have the buffets right away, obviously. And we've got all the open space outside that the people can stay apart from each other, but yet still be a part of a group.
Because you have at least an outing or two every weekend, it seems.
We do, and starting in the middle of June, they'll pick up on Saturdays. But until then, the weekend open golf is available to everybody, and the Sunday golf will be available. So, yeah, you adjust to it, you adapt. People are anxious to get back out and see their friends. And a lot of these outings were good fundraisers for charities and for great causes. So we'll find a way to get them off and to get their keep their fundraising going. But it'll just be a little bit different than it has been in the past, that's all.
Yeah. So are you seeing foursomes, twosomes, or what how are they coming out there?
We're doing foursomes still, and people are good about it. Nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to go through this. So everybody's aware, and they're learning more and more about it. The CDC just came out and said they don't think you can get it from contact to surfaces that much. So that puts less fear for a person in a cart, less fear for a person when they're out on the course. No, it's pretty normal. It's one of the only places right now that you can say is as close to normal as you could get in these times. So you see, they opened up the golf up north, and one of the things they did do is open up golf carts to two people, which I was a little bit surprised, but they did do that. So if you're going up north to play golf, you can ride with your buddy and or your family, and no big deal with that. So I'm hoping that this comes down a little bit sooner rather than later for Southern Michigan, and we get back to some sort of a normal.
Seems probably a lot of golfers that haven't hit a golf ball yet that will be out this weekend, you suspect?
I think so. And a reminder, wherever you're going, make sure you call and get a tee time so you don't get all excited and show up and have them say, geez, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of people from the Ann Arbor way coming our way and new faces, and that's good to see because the course is in great shape. One of the things that happened that because of the layoffs and the shutdowns of some of the companies, a Thursday night league out here ended up being only five teams rather than a larger league. So on a Thursday night, we've got a opening on one side. If anybody wants to play golf on Thursday evenings, come on out here because it would usually courses have their leagues. But on that night, we've got an open side. But other than that, it's pretty normal, Greg. Knock on wood. Mm-hmm. Other than can't come inside the clubhouse and have a beer yet, the Michigan the liquor control has said no beer from the golf courses yet. So I know some might be stretching that, but we have not. Our clubhouse is closed, and we get a lot of sad looks when they sign in, but only for another week or two, I'm hoping.
Yeah. So call ahead. What's the hotline there?
764-5292. Call ahead. And we've got openings on all 3 days, and we'd be glad to see people out this weekend or going forward in the summer.
Hey, thanks, Rich.
Take care, Greg. Bye.
Rich Karasik from Lakeland Hills.